Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome to today's Bitcoin news video. I am Chris. Let's get right to the chart. Here's Bitcoin. These are daily candles. And yeah, today we're hanging around $63,870. And yeah, we've come down a little bit. A couple days ago on March 20th, we had the big positive day, but since then we've come down a little, but we seem to be holding this $64,000 level, which is the bottom yellow line. And so yeah, we just seem to be hanging around here. Not a big deal considering what I'm going to show you next, where Grayscale continues to sell a lot of their ETF. So yeah, let's get to that. All right. Well, first from the Rational Root. Well, this is about Grayscale. Outflows out of Grayscale continue, but more importantly, during this dip, the 9 other ETFs have shown consistent inflows. So yeah, you can see here, Grayscale has been selling, well, not them, but their members or whatever have been selling, but everyone else is still accumulating. So that's good to see, right? I mean, that shows that the rest of the market is still bullish. Everyone still loves Bitcoin. Everyone's buying Bitcoin. It just so happens that Grayscale, they're in a unique situation, right? They've been around for, I think, more than 10 years. They accumulated so much Bitcoin. And as soon as the ETF happened, it's like they're cashing out. It's like their payday. So they're taking their profits or whatever. So it's okay, but it can't last forever because they don't have, you know, I think they only have like maybe 300,000 Bitcoin left, maybe less. So it can't last forever. This is a pretty fascinating chart that I didn't expect to see this. Coins have been moving from west to east. Yeah, it makes a strong case that the Hong Kong ETFs are going to be a far more bullish catalyst than the US ETFs. Yeah, look at this. The blue here is the US. And every year-over-year supply change, where the supply is going down, where the US is getting rid of Bitcoin, and Asia is this top one here. They keep gaining more Bitcoin. It's just interesting, the movement of Bitcoin in general. Again, what does it mean? I don't know. You tell me in the comments. What do you think this means? This is a big story, obviously, with the Bitcoin miners fighting back. Greenpeace catches hell for its explosive Bitcoin mining report. Bitcoin mining firms have collectively slammed the U.S. group's accusations about their impact on the environment. Yeah, there's a whole article here. I'm not going to read it now, obviously, but Greenpeace just put out an article that was a bunch of lies about Bitcoin mining. This is what people do, right? People in the mainstream or the corporate media, they just want to bash Bitcoin, and so they lie. They literally lie. What they say are literal lies. And now, at least the Bitcoin community, we've always fought back to some degree, but now the miners are apparently really getting into this and defending their mining operations and defending how positive Bitcoin mining is for the world. Yes, it's positive for the world, and it's only going to become more positive. These people, they're just stuck in a legacy worldview. They're just living like in 1981 or something, and they just can't let go of it. They don't realize the world is changing. It's changing, and not just, oh, things are getting incrementally better. The world is changing massively. So thank God you're watching this, and you're probably paying attention to a lot of other Bitcoiners and freedom and liberty people, because, yeah, we're at a crucial time in history. All right, this post is basically commenting on the last article, the Greenpeace article, the miners fighting back. Daniel Batten says, love this headline because it captures a real shift in the Bitcoin mining community. Gone are the days when Bitcoin mining companies tried to apologetically defend themselves. They are now counterpunching with interest. Love it. Let's go. Here's Alex Gladstein. He brings up an interesting risk to Bitcoin. I actually never thought of this. And he says, wrote about this risk 3 years ago as the most likely government attack on Bitcoin. No coiners obsessing over 51% attacks were always missing the obvious vector. just cracking down on non-KYC use. Hence, why it's critical to support and invest in non-KYC infrastructure globally. So what he's talking about here is, so first of all, the 51% attack is if someone or some group can take over 51% or can become 51% of the mining power of Bitcoin, as far as I understand it, then they can actually vote to change the Bitcoin code and they can approve it. So they can literally almost like hijack Bitcoin. But the fact is that these days it's impossible for anyone to get 51% of the Bitcoin network. And if they did, it would last 10 minutes and the rest of the world would say, no, you're stupid. And we would just all revert back to the original. So 51% attacks are not a threat anymore. But this one, what he's talking about is non-KYC Bitcoin. So KYC stands for Know Your Customer. And so when you buy Bitcoin from like Coinbase or even Strike, you have to identify yourself, right? You have to give your social security number and your name and your email and your phone number. You have to give them a bunch of information. It's like a bank. You think of it like a bank, right? So that's KYC because Coinbase or Strike, they have to know their customer, right? They know it's me. When I buy from Strike, they know I'm buying and it's okay. It is what it is. But there are a lot of Bitcoiners, especially old school people, who they want to buy Bitcoin anonymously. And that's fine. I approve of that. Go for it. I wish I could do it anonymously all the time. But here's this attack that Alex Gladstein's talking about. If countries start, and I'll just scroll here so you can read as I talk, but or read later. Countries and banks and organizations, they can institute a rule, let's say, that says, oh, if you can transact in Bitcoin, as long as it's KYC Bitcoin, as long as we know who you are transacting with Bitcoin, you're fine. But if you try to make a transaction with a non-KYC Bitcoin or, you know, any amount of non-KYC Bitcoin, they're going to say, no, we don't accept that here. So it's almost like if you have non-KYC Bitcoin in that scenario, you could try and go spend it in different places, but they might say, yeah, yeah, we don't accept non-KYC Bitcoin. So then it's like, then it's almost like you don't have Bitcoin because no one's going to accept it. Yeah. So anyway, that's the gist of that. I thought that was very, very, very interesting. All right, let's move on. All right, these are three videos I watched and I was like, this is awesome educational content. I just want to share it. This one's from Bitcoin University. Lost Bitcoin and the Money Supply, 9-minute video. It's great. And of course, I linked to all these below. This one was from Coinsider, The Coming Bitcoin Super Cycle. This guy gives 6 reasons why this coming cycle is a super cycle. It's not like the others, but very good information, very interesting. And here is Bitcoin Magazine and this 9-minute video, The History of Bitcoin's All-Time Highs. And of course, that's Isabella, who was on the Bitcoin panel a few weeks ago. So check out those 3 videos. Very good. Now, this is Jack Mallers announcing Strike Black. He's the creator of Strike and the CEO. And this is Strike's suite of products and tools for developers looking to build on Bitcoin. Okay, look. This is amazing. This is good. Companies need to help people build. It's just, that's the way to go. So yeah, apparently, and I'm not a builder, so I don't know what all this means. I don't know how you do it or anything, but this is just great news. Now let's get into some fiat nonsense, and I just want to make sure you know, this is all for context. I know this is a Bitcoin show, but the collapse of the fiat world is the other side of the coin from Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin is going to become great and take over the global monetary system, because the old fiat way is going to die, right? So we're just, and when it's dying, a lot of people are going to get ripped off and scammed, and we're going to lose a lot of our value that we've accumulated over the years. So it's important stuff. So President Biden cancels $6 billion in student loans for 78,000 public workers, paid for by your money. Yeah, so this is a good example of how the government just decided, we're going to give money to these people. It's your money, though. It's your money. So this is the problem. And they just, well, let's keep going because it gets worse. Yeah, this is an article about him canceling nearly $6 billion in student loans for public sector workers. I'll link to that. And this is how bad inflation is. Inflation is seen as trivial until you understand it. Buy Bitcoin. Yeah, look at this. Federal minimum wage is 2 hash browns an hour. Yeah, hash browns from McDonald's that cost $3.49. Yeah, federal minimum wage, you can only buy 2 hash browns per hour. I mean, it's not funny, actually, but it is funny. But this is what they do. The prices of everything are going to go up and up and up. And guess what? Your salary, it's going to stay the same. Maybe it'll go up 0.5%. Meanwhile, everything else is going to double and triple in price, and then you can't afford anything, and you can't afford food. That's great. Thanks, government. But this is an interesting thing that happened. Senator Cynthia Lummis got clarity from the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell on CBDCs in the United States. There's a video here you can watch, and there's also some good comments by Start9. Oh, yeah, baby, Start9. But the gist is that Chairman Powell agreed that the Fed cannot just create a CBDC on its own. The Fed would need congressional approval. So Congress would have to approve it first before the Fed creates a CBDC. Now, and by the way, in the video, she calls it CDBC like 4 or 5 times. It's pretty funny. Anyway, the point is, look, this is just a detail, but I mean, they're going to do all their shenanigans anyway. They're going to try to scam everybody with CBDCs. So I'm not trying to say CBDCs are good at all. But what I'm saying, it's just at least the Fed on the surface is acknowledging that they can't just go ahead and do it themselves. But that doesn't mean the CBDC is evil and it's going to ruin all our lives, because it will. So oppose the CBDC. And this is from Europe. They just passed some legislation that Amboss here describes as a devastating piece of legislation from the EU, moves Europe further away from the benefits of better money technology. And yeah, friendly reminder, you can't ban Bitcoin. You can only ban yourself from it, okay? Because Europe is nuts. Anything I read about what Europe is doing, it's like, what? What are you doing? Why? No answer. But anyway, yeah, and this is about another thing the U.S. government did. Frank says, when Americans were asleep last night, sneaking this in around 2:30 a.m., the S-heads in Washington, D.C. released the second half of the omnibus bill. $1.2 trillion of taxpayer money will be spent on disastrous policies. People do not realize how big a trillion is. Including inside it is another $300 million additional funding for Ukraine. Yeah, and I read some other stuff. They're funding just absolutely ridiculous garbage. Woke garbage, all kinds of garbage. And look at this. The bill comes down to $5.5 million per word. Yeah. It's a huge, it's like a 1,000-page bill. But if you do the math, the bill is $5.5 million per word. This is stupid. This is dumb. Government shouldn't be able to do this. And we have to start not letting them do this if we can. Yeah. All right. Now let's move on to Noster. Yay, Noster. Let's go. All right. Uxella Dunham says, I like how the Loom Noster client does away with the likes. It shifts focus from meaningless, effortless clicks to a degree of proof of work in showing of value and appreciation, be it in the form of comments or zaps. Yeah, what other clients do this? So this is fascinating. Loom, I believe, because he's saying it, and some other apps too, probably, they're getting rid of the like button. So you can't just like. Either you have to comment or zap. And of course, zapping is you're zapping Satoshis. Right? You're giving some Bitcoin. So, and that is so cool. Like this is a game changer, as it catches on and as people appreciate it more, right? Because likes are just, now I don't know where I fall on this. I think, having a like button is, I don't know. I guess it's okay. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the like button should stay or go? All right. And here we'll end with this. I don't know why it rewound. This is a video, you know, this is how we end episodes sometimes. We play something fun. So here's a mama cat, and the quote is, "Here, let me help you." So there's the mama cat, there's the little one. Boop! That's right. I don't know why cats do that. Why do they always throw stuff off of tables and stuff, like in the, you know, the little kitten's trying to get down, and it's hesitating, and it's struggling, and the mom's just like, get down. All right, this is our website, fractalbitcoin.com. Click this link on the top here. You'll come to our locals community, which we're building and growing, and you can join and have fun. And of course, every Friday and today, in about an hour and a half, we're going to be streaming the Bitcoin panel. Yeah, I invited a lot of cool guests. I think there's 5 of us total today, so I have 4 awesome guests. Every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, we stream for an hour. We talk Bitcoin. We talk shop. It's awesome. So thank you for watching today. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel if you're on Rumble, and like the video and all that. We're trying to grow. We're trying to educate everyone in the world about all this stuff, about these important changes in life. So I appreciate your help. If you can help me grow my channel, that would be great. All right. Have a great weekend. I'll see you. I'll see you in the Bitcoin panel, but then I'll see you Monday for another Bitcoin news video. All right. See ya.